Just
Pasuk Yud Beis, Perkei, Pasuk Yud Beis, right in the beginning.
Right, okay. The Aleph. Yeah, Ein of Kiyonim, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we had seen before the... let's just go back a little bit to Rosh Kesem Paz, yeah?
Yeah.
I want to go back to a little bit. This on the Kudus. So he says, so this is all descriptions of different type, you know, each chelik of the Kaima is being described. Rosh Kesem Paz. So the Rosh is Kesem Paz. Futsoisov Tal Talim Shreiros Koiri. So he says, Rosh Kesem Paz is gracious. Keneged Vu Keneged Keser. Sheboy Shleishak Sar. The who kesset Torah, kesset Kuna, the kesset Malchus, Rosh Tevis kesset. So I want to talk a little bit about this point over here. So it says over here that there are three ksarim in Klal Yisrael, Torah, Malchus, and Kahuna, and then there is a and this is all merumes in Rosh Kesem Paz, which is in the Kilu Koilel, all of these in Yanim. So I'd like to try a little bit to explain. He says that Torah, Kahuna, and Malchus are Rosh Tevis Kesem, Kahuna, Torah, and Malchus. I'd like a little bit to talk about it because I think there's something extraordinary in this Nikud over here. When we talk about the person's Seichel and Das, the Klal of the Inyanim that a person can learn, should learn, etc., there are really three Dargas. There are the things that are Lemala Mimenu. There are things that my Seichel is Teifis as sichlius, and there are things that I am able to transition from seichel into metzias. Let's discuss this. There are lamashal. There's the chelik of Torah called chochmas apnim. There's the chelik of Torah called choik. Those are chalakim that be'etzim are beyond our seichel. The me'ever. I have a negia in it. I can say something about it. I have some sort of negia through Torah, but that's it, and not more than that. Then I have the chelik of Torah that is nitfas through seichel and becomes one with seichel. We'll call that the chelik of mishpat, and then we have the chelik of Torah that tells me how to do certain things and tells me how to do mitzvahs maisias, you know, halacha, let's call it. It gives me eitzah. It says somebody's learned Torah lishma, he's zeichel haram habe, ben enemen, eitzah, v'toshi, and so on and so forth. So in the world of the seichel and das and roish of a person, there are really those three halakim. Those three ksarim, akeses on the roish, Be'etzim belong to 23. A koyin is shayach to a world that is beyond our world. A koyin is mamshich in yonim milamala, and he's not so much in he's because he's a kodesh, because he's beyond. That's why his tfisa is avana is lamala. We spoke with Chip Vayidim Aaron. Aaron is shayach to a world that's beyond the world of Diburim, the world of Avana, and that's the Kedushas. Then there's a chelik of the Gufa Shel Torah, the Inyanim that we call Mishpat. Those are Inyanim that a person can understand and be Teifas with a Seichel, and the Iker is the Havana Shabbai, and that's the Keser Torah. Malchus is how to apply those Inyanim to the world around. And that's the chelik that might be called Eitzah. It's Eitzah. It's also how to enforce it, that these things have that mahalak. So we have three different ksorim kolul in the kes on the roish. So this is the roish kes and paz. This roish has these three ksorim, and these three ksorim have definitely it itself is kolul in of three different halakim because it's three different dargis. So that's why roish, and it goes kesidra. You take a look, the word kesem, kehuna, teira, malchus. Kehuna is things that are be'etzem me'aver us. The teira are the things that we can be teifis, bashehu sham. We have a tefis in it as it is. And malchus is something that is be'etzem, it's below us. It's how we bring these inyanim of lamala into Lamata. That's the
When Rabbi says these inyanim by malchus, we're referring to both kahuna and taira, or just
well, malchus takes taira and applies, just like halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa is something that we have a gevissa mahalach olam ha'maisa. It's yonik from before. So just like there's the person who learns what we would call the lamdas of Torah and things like that, and there's a person who takes those in yonim and brings the olam ha'maisa.
So is that any different than mitzvahs? I mean, I know by Shavuos, we always
It's how to do mitzvahs. It's taking the Torah and applying it to mitzvahs maizes. Reb Chaim Vriska is not a sefer that you could use to determine how to do a specific maizah mitzvah. But if a true London, his halacha is yonik from that world.
Is this part of why those Paiskim that we spoke about didn't want the Shulchan Aruch to be written down, because everyone's supposed to apply the way they see it? That's part of Malchus.
I think the main reason was they held that it's wrong. They held that once Bezen HaGadol has become bottle, there is nothing that becomes Piske Halachas in Kal Yisrael. Our last makom of Piske Halacha is Gemara. Anything that's not Paskin Gemara, LaHalacha Maisa, can't become frozen as Halacha. I think the held was wrong. A Poisik is supposed to, and that's why a Poisik is supposed to go and take from other places.
So it's not an Indian of being Mekayim, this Malchus. It's right? Because it's wrong.
That's not wrong. Just like the Ravid had a tie to the Rambam. He said, Loizu derech. This was never true in Kal Yisrael. Kal Yisrael never had Matzavim where somebody put on Piskei Halachos. It's always once there's a Chesimus HaTalmud, that's the last instance of Piskei Halachos we have, and we have to be done each one, each halacha, Guf Shel Inyan. That's why they didn't want to put it down. And the truth is, it actually is in halacha. There's a concept in halacha called Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, and so on. And what you have is, what's the right word for it? The question is, at what point are you Torah B'Dvar Mishnah? And it's only Numen Halacha that if you go against the Mephoshim Mechavin Ramah, you're Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. But something which has become so acceptable for us, unless there's a Machlokes Sacharim against them, the Mechavin and Ramah for us, the default Halacha. Mm-hmm. Then it says also, Kvutzayse Tal Talim. So he says that you have over there shurois of shurois tzaddikim harbei. So You have so Resh goes down Kesser Shaboy Shleshik Sar, who Kesser take us in a mouthless. Resh is Kesser. Nikram and Yashem, which I didn't know Pshat, I don't know Pshat. Vizio Kesser Paz Vizio and Yashem. So the Paz is Begematria and Yashem. That's the Gematria of Paz. These three Ksarim together are Ani Hashem. That's the it means that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoya V'Yia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all three Bechinas together. These three Bechinas to us are totally separate, and yet by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all one Inyan. In other words, where the shayrish of the ideas are, the ideas themselves, and what follows from those ideas, which is be'etzim in a certain sense, these three nyanim. The shayrish is lamalo, the metzias of Torah is in our brains, and the lamaisa of Torah is a result of that. That's called ani Hashem. Then he says, k'fut soysot talpalim, who ze sefer toldos adam, Shom ye shuroi shuroi sadikim harbi. Over there you have a lot of shuroi's of sadikim. If you take a look on the bottom, take a look at 181. So he's speaking about kutsaysav means the hairs, the edge of the hairs. Ayin shashirim rabba kutsaysav tatalim ze hasirgul. That's the sirtut that you make. Here's Ramban begitnu varan al arif behind a sirgul kol shita b'shita shen sirgul kol talim. The lines that you make when you masar to the sefer Torah or mezuz etc. Those are sirtut mevua the shuras mesudoras mechuvanes tal talim. So when you have rows that are mesuda, those are called tal talim. So he brings over here a bunch of he speaks about the Chachamim that sit Shuras in the Bezen. There's another Nekud over here that when you have, he's talking here in Kesem Paz, he's saying, we talk all about Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Roish Kesem Paz, it's also Al Talam Shuras, so he's speaking about the inyanim of Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nebriya. Even though Chachamim are very different, in other words, each Chacham has his own Knech, his own Nekuda, but there's a certain Mahalach Kololi that puts them all together. Let's give a mashal, let's explain a little bit what we're talking about. When you have different letters and words at random on a poster, you have no idea if they have any shaykhs with each other. So it could be, it's like they have this big collage where you have Nekuda Aleph, Nekuda Beis, Nekuda Gimel Aleph, Bli Kesher. A lot of times that's sort of the impression it's trying to give, different things, different places, and so on and so forth. And let's take an example in Chochmas Ha'olam. If you take a look at the philosophers of the world, Chachmei Ha'olam, you have a lot of brilliant Chachamim, though Oisik, in the important shailas in the Bria, what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. That's philosophy. The one thing you notice is no two Chachamim were ever mechavin to the same thing. And more than that, not only were not becoming the same thing, it's not even clear that the agenda and vocabulary is the same. It's like curve zel zeh. Each one is coming that's why Lamashal historians of ideas, what they do is they lump together ideas in tkufis. In this tkuf, everybody seems to say this. In this tkuf, everybody seems to say this. In this tkuf, everybody talked about this and that, the other thing. because there's been some, it's, you can't say in philosophy that there's a structure and each and everybody is coming with the same nekuda in a different oifen. Each one is, it's like artists. Each one is drawing the world the way they see it. No shaykhs to each other. In Torah, it's not like that. All chachamim argue and say differently, but they all are coming from a common denominator. There's a certain, you can be mesader chachamim because they're all being neveah from one makor. Because chachamim, so just like the hair in the head, even though there are a lot of hairs, but they form waves because they're coming from one head. The Chachmei Yisrael, each one has its own makom, its own nekuda, and they don't agree on everything, but the mahalach, it's just like sirtut on a sefer Torah. If I have letters that are all over the place, I don't get the sense, maybe, you know, each word means something else. But when I see the lines, I begin to see, no, the first shura is this, the second shura is this, the third shura is that. It's an overarching structure that gives meaning to each and every nekuda separately. So the taltalim that you have over here are be'etzim, the tshuras of tzaddikim that he talks about, that they're all different. So go back to before. If you take a look at the Goyin at the end of Yud, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the first, what's the grammar holding here? Rosh Hashanah pause. Kutzos of Tal Tams, the same tells us, Shasham Yeshur Shur Sadikim Harvey, Shkairis Ka'irev, their mother of focusing on man with Saras, that's a different Nakuda. But his point is, there's a lot of, in the end of Yud, he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nikaber Vavashaloi, behind Shakai Shimpan the Tayro, Kolechtach Yeshishim Panim, Yeshishim Ribu Panim. So he's mishabeach first the different the ribui atzum of Torah that there is. There's shishim ribui Torah, and each one has different eifanim and so on. So that is a maila in how many different eifanim Torah is given, but they all are, but they're mesuder and shuris. You see, they're all part of the same mahalach. Gives away that it's a mashal, let's take a very simple mashal. A person walks into a field and he sees a riot of thousands of different flowers all over the place. Or same type of flowers, but they're all over the place. I mean, all a person says is Morabu Masech Hashem, it's phenomenal. When a person sees tens of thousands of corn, of stalks of corn planted in rows, then he knows that there's a yad that was mechavin it. So when we see different, all the different Chalkei Torah, and they all follow along a certain similar mahalach, there are shuras, that tells me that there's an overarching amitus to which they start to. And that's where it's always, you know, when a person has to be mafchin between Torah that is emis, but not what he thinks is right, versus Torah that's, so Allah should use this, it's Shalem Yedoro de Une, which is it's borrowed from Kulin, means it's not in the same row or the lines of the lobes of the lung. You know, it's in left field, it's an outlier. That's what he was saying over here. Okay. Let's go back to where we're holding over here. I have a different set of data. Which amud are we holding now?
Shinaiches,
okay. Ein of Kiyonin. Kuala Avis. So then he speaks about the different. Then he says, "Chayrus Ka'irev, Shatzadik Zemei Betzos Ranach Veshchayrus Ka'irev." So he speaks about the different Talmid Chachamim that were had a lot of tzaros and so on. It's a little hard to understand the Lechura. Why is that mentioned over here? In other words, it's a big inyan that, you know, it's a big yomis nefesh and a difficult kufis. But over here, the we're talking about the chachma and the shuris. So why, when we talk about the shuris dafka, do we speak about the tzoris and so on? So I don't have a pashat pshat. I mean, I like to say a pshat, and I think it has a makom, but not. I don't think what the goy means especially. Umashal. Whenever you have let's say you have an hagga of a certain town, so the baker bakes bread, the butcher chops meat, and this presenters, and so on and so forth. So this is an internal hagga brought about by internal pattern, the internal rhythm of the town. Let's say an enemy attacks the town. So a lot of changes, and those changes disrupt it. And when somebody asks me how come people in this town are living in the basements, the answer is because the bomb's falling. How come there's so little bread to buy? Because they need to give it to the soldiers. How come this and that? So the derech klal, when somebody or a group is in a mokrim tsar or tsaris, it tends to lose a lot of its own mitzias, because its mitzias now becomes a response to different things from outside. Most people would say that tsara is miloshin tsar, which means narrow. It means that every type of pressure squishes something. So when we have a group of people in a difficult situation, they become squished. And you know it disrupts their identity. The godless of Chachmei Yisrael is that despite the fact that the Shechir is Ka'iriv, they still have this mahalach of Shuris Shuris. It's one of the things, if you think about I think about a lot of times Tisha B'Av. If you look at the Blat Gemara that we have, the Balat Tosfos, the Rosh, the Maharam Wittenberg has mentioned the Rosh, the Mordechai, many, many, many of the Gadol Rishonim lived in horrific tkufis. Crusaders, stam. I mean, the Mordechai, they came out, killed out his family. Rabbi Natan, they came out, killed. It incredible. And yet, when you learn the Sfarim, there's no hint of, you know, drawing in the wagons. It's killer. We don't say, well, this Tosfos is written on the, you know, if you find a late door, a sefer says, you know, these were written with Sukkah Itim, and I couldn't really concentrate, or I have to focus on Kiddush Hashem, and some says that. None of that. It means you have Klal Yisrael's Chachamim being oisik in Torah in a normal way, in ways that are incredible. Yeah, and to me, that's a... So even, you know, it's, they don't lose their talpalim, they don't lose the shurish shurish shabbat. All Chachmei Yisrael, the real Chachmei Yisrael, stand in that shura, even when they're under very difficult circumstances. And a lot of times you'll find in Sfarim, Chaim Moshe putting out his tshuvas, and he writes his akdama what kind of terrible tkufa it is. But you don't see it in the sefer. The sefer itself is Chachmas HaTorah, and it fits right in.
So are we saying that the Shechir Ka'iriv, that contributed to their godless, or is that Gufa, the shining armor? I'm not sure.
It's a godless that despite their Taltalim, even though the Shechir Ka'iriv, their Hanhaga, the regularity and the malice. It's one thing when Baal Tosfos wrote Tosfos and we say, wow, and under all circumstances, writing Tosfos would have been an incredible feat. Like the Shaidim say, they made all of Torah, they Merkoch Achas, they Belalecha, they all of Shas stood together and they weighed each one together. It's incredible work. But this was done when their own Tkufa was a horrendous Tkufa. And still they did it, and that's a goddess.
So the Lashon of Shoras Ka'arav is describing the time as opposed to the people.
Correct. It's Shoras Ka'arav, exactly. It's describing that it's a very rough time, that Soros, word Soros, that blackened them. They could have, you know, they.
So this stems very nicely with the shir Rabbi gave. I don't know when Rabbi said this. It was posted recently on the chat that we have for Rabbi Shirim about the perspective of Mashiach. And people think that it's going to be boring because if there's no challenges, so what's the whole tachlis? And Rabbi was saying that, no, there's always going Michael al Choyel, and the
Rishas
of El Mazdeh just force you to do a certain thing. So in this context, person is a product of the environment, and where most of our Avodas Hashem in Echrami is reactionary, but that's because of the Golos. So ideally, Rabbi's saying that once the Shcheres Ka'arav are gone, you know, that's when all of us will be able, that's the time of Golas, but there will still be plenty to produce and to do.
Right. I mean, other Marisha, it's just like muscle. Imagine you have a Talmud in a school, in Shiva, and the Talmud is struggling with ADD and with this, that, and some other stuff. So all of those struggles are struggles, but Lu Yitzur, We'd be able to get rid of it. Now he would struggle with understanding the Gemara. He would struggle with trying to get, you know, the real struggle in the real struggle is to understand Pshat and so on. So he says, okay, I have to go down Mincha now.